Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another Bob and Ray Show radio feature.
See, everybody.
Program number 912 in this current series. A little bit of verbal sparring from now until the end of it.
Okay.
All right, we have a real good batch. Here's one from Ontario, no, from Michigan. Address to the station in Ontario at Windsor, CKLW. From a lovely lady, Margaret Collier, thanks the station for the program. Yeah, that's a very nice note. Appreciate it. Glad.
And a nice note from Ray Revere out in Laramie, Wyoming. By gosh.
Are we on the air? Is that what you're worried about? Try the next one. We have three here.
Don't go away, everybody.
This will sound like you're at the other end of the telephone.
Wait, no. Can I try this? Let me talk on the filter.
All afternoon.
How's that?
How's it? Perfect? Good.
Yeah. Want me to go out front and see how the show sounds?
Let me go out front and see how it sounds.
Hey, Bob, say something. I can't hear me.
Oh. Come on again. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the studio today. How'd it sound?
Well, you sounded okay, but I couldn't hear me at all.
Well, so let me go out, Steve.
All right. Well, we're sitting here at the old Bob and Ray studio. We have about 15...
All right, I heard you, but I wasn't saying anything.
Well, wait a minute, this can't be right. I'll go check out what's...
I'll go with you.
All right, both of us.
Saddest thing you ever heard.
Fishy in Denmark.
Boy.
There's nothing at all on now.
See if we can find out. Listen to Judy Garland and Gene Kelly.
Hold it, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, hold it.
Flag is up. Flag is waving. Flag is down. Shoot.
Fire.
Hoppus Stephens with us again today. I think this is his last week.
You can tell. By this time, if you're a regular listener, you can tell when Hoppus Stephens
is on. Guys, on thin ice for lunch. Just left. I don't know where he's going, but good luck to him on his next episode.
Is that Cato with him?
Sure, it's Cato.
Known from the Slice Turkey Institute.
Darling, that's good stuff, isn't it, huh?
Slice ice cream, often. Sent over from the Ice Cream Institute.
They all get a paper bag to carry the loot home in.
Paper bag, often.
I just came from the Bob and Ray show.
Often.
What's that?
Paper bag. Sent over from the Paper Bag Institute.
The Paper Bag Institute,
That's right, often.
A very fine institution.
That's right, Ark.
Now, watch that. I've spoken to you before about that business.
Yes, sir, Alton.
All right, let's move along now. What have you got next?
Things are really looking up.
Well, here in New York, today, we've decided that we should look into the advantages of modern air conditioning for our Bob and Ray headquarters.
Very good.
Boy, is it hot and muggy.
It's about 80 degrees today or better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very hot day. Kind of a day we should wear a summer suit and a summer shirt and summer shoes.
Bermuda
and
shorts.
Summer not.
Hmm?
Wow, just a little thing. Bermuda shorts, you know, I see more and more men wearing those things. Not in town particularly, but out around their houses. I don't know whether I'm quite right for those things.
I'm waiting for the day Gary Moore breaks out his pair of Bermuda shorts. That's always the first day of summer to me.
Well, yeah, they can wait for that. Or actually, I'm going to wait for Andy Devine to break out his.
And they'll really break out. But we'll be wearing them this summer, of course, and whatever your vacation needs this summer when you're away.
Hey, Leona's with us today. And
hi, Leona.
Leona's wondering where old Bob and Ray went.
Yeah, I heard you do old Bob the other day, too.
Yeah, well, I had to keep a little semblance of the old theme there. I know, and, well, you couldn't haunt anyone, Leona.
No, I'm a big fan.
Well, Bob, you were saying something about vacation checklists.
Well, yeah, and we're all thinking about vacations. Chances are you've made a checklist, but are you still worried about important things you may have forgotten?
I'm not, because I haven't even thought of a vacation. I'm trying to think of the program. And well, to get this off the ground, as we say.
Well, the balloon will go up any time in the next 45 minutes, but what can be more important than the things that add to your pleasure, comfort, and health? You may have forgotten about that prescription the doctor ordered for you, but your druggist will remember it because he's the kind of man you can depend on.
When you have a vacation?
He'll remember it before you go. He's the only man whose skill and training qualify him to fill that prescription with care and accuracy.
And to make a tuna fish stop.